It's time for Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to Marriage Beyond the Vows. This is Miss Kayla, and I'm filling in for Miss Tiffany Bacon. And today's topic is Beyond the Bedroom. You can give us a call at 215-263-1039 right here in Philly, or 877-995-7644 in Charlotte. And I would like to say hello to Marcos Mercado with Marriage Beyond the Vows. How you doing, Marcos?
Very good. Ms. Kayla, thank you so much for joining us today and filling in. We do appreciate it. And I think it's a perfect opportunity because our topic today is Beyond the Bedroom. And it's good that we have some married women here with us. My wife, Amaryllis, is here.
Good morning.
And, of course, Ms. Kayla. And maybe we'll get her husband a call in just a bit.
All right.
But as always, we just want to say welcome to everyone. Thank you so much. You could have been anywhere else on your dial, but you decided to join us this morning. As always, let's go to God in prayer first. Our God in heaven, we are so grateful for your love, your mercy, and your direction from the scriptures, God. I do pray that we can have fun with our faith, have fun with our relationships, God, knowing that if we do it your way, it pleases you, Father. We love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And
amen.
We hope and pray that today's program will enrich, empower, and encourage you towards having a great relationship. Our theme scripture for today comes from Hebrews 13, verse 4. And it simply says, marriage should be honored by all and the marriage bed kept pure, for God would judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral. And in the Message translation, that translates to honor marriage and guard the sacredness of the sexual intimacy between wife and husband. God draws a firm line against casual and illicit sex. All right. So since we have some ladies here in the studio. Honey, it's good to see you. And Miss Kayla, it's good to see you too. I have a question for the both of you about romance. Okay, let's start with that. Now, how would you define romance? How would you describe the perfect romantic setting and what is romance? Because sometimes as men, we think we got it, we think we know, but it's always good to hear from the women.
Well, Amaryllis is looking at me.
You don't both fight now to see who goes first, all right? I know.
I like surprises. Mm-hmm. So the element of surprise is always romantic to me. So I can tell you about one of the most romantic things that my husband's ever done for me, and it was to it was a Valentine's.
Hold on. It's okay. I know you're getting into it. Just in case, I do want to warn some of the parents that this is an adult conversation. So if you have any little ones around, Miss Kayla is getting ready to just really share some spicy stuff that her and her husband have been involved in. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. I don't know how spicy it is, but
keep it real.
Yes. It was a Valentine's Day, and I was coming home, and when I came through the door, there were flower petals all over the stairs. And they led upstairs to our bedroom. And actually, they led to a bath first, a drawn bath. And we used to have this candle that played music. And I don't know where that candle is anymore, but it played it played like
it's
this jazzy. Yes, it's been replaced. But the element of surprise and coming in, and it was there was beautiful music playing, and just my husband was upstairs, but coming in and just seeing that scene and him preparing that for me. The fact that he took his time and prepared that and surprised me.
Okay.
So that he knew me and knew what would be special to me. That was romantic to me.
Sounds good. So candles that play music. That's
You need that candle.
All right.
Well, for me, it's romance. When I think of romance, I think of time, effort, and energy. It's not something that is just something put together, but it's something that there's been time and effort being put into it. And one of the things that I love about Marcos is just how spontaneous he is. You know, I remember not long ago, you know, I love it when he just shows up at my house and tell me, you know, the kids are taken care of, pack up your bag and we're going somewhere. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yes, to me, that's romance. Mm-hmm. It's just something that is planned, effort, energy, and something that is just spontaneous. Let's go make it happen.
Amen. That's great. And just for the record, when you say energy, no supplements needed. All right. So
no.
That's just to make sure that we're clear here for the record. You know, we do want to hear from you. Ms. Kayla, if you can give out those numbers, please.
And, yes.
We want to hear from you as well.
215-263-1039 right here in Philly. And if you're in Charlotte, 877-995-7644.
All right. And what if you're wondering, what do we want to hear, you know, about from you? We want to hear, our topic is beyond the bedroom, but we want to talk about so many different things, including, you know, your intimacy. How do you describe it? Because we say the word intimacy, men usually right away think about sex. That's what they think about. Women usually are thinking, oh, no, it's just a great intimate conversation or spending quality time. And a little bit later in the show, we'll go to Facebook where we've had many, many of you respond and give us a lot of feedback in terms of this direction, in terms of this topic. And so we want to talk about that. We want to talk about intimacy, but we also want to talk about, is your sex life better as a Christian or before you were Christian? So who's having better sex, non-Christians or Christians? And we do want to hear from you. And so at this time, I have another question for the ladies, all right, because I just mentioned this. And it's simple. Don't worry. Don't get stressed out. We're having honest and real conversations. I just mentioned how for men, a lot of times, when we think about intimacy, we think about sex. Is it true that women don't always connect those two? What intimacy might lead to sex, but it's not always sex. What do you have to say about that?
I could speak for myself. I know that for me, the two of them work together. Okay. But I know that if I don't feel connected, if I don't feel like you and I are one, you know, that there's been conversations and there's communications and there's closeness, you know, the intimacy could happen, but not as enjoyable or spontaneous or as exciting as if when I feel connected to you.
Okay. I'm taking notes, so just one second. But the reality, though, honey, honestly, and I'm grateful that we're having this conversation on the air, is that to me, and you know this, I feel like what better way to get close than to have intimacy first, and then we can have the conversation and talk. And usually that doesn't always work. So, of course, it's a give and take. There are times where it goes my way. There are times that it goes your way. But we do work on being close together. And I absolutely know, honey, I tell you this. I love you. You know that. But if you don't feel close, I can tell.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, all right, so what's going on? And it's usually been described where men as usually are like microwaves and women are like crockpots. You know, it takes them a while. So the foreplay starts early in the day. There are times where I know what my wife needs. And so if I'm serving, if I'm helping around the house, I'm doing great things, even running errands for her or for the house, it's like a turn on later. So here I am, I'm online going to the grocery store and I'm feeling like, all right, this is going to be good because when I come home, she's going to be like, honey, you're so great. You're awesome. And it leads to some great stuff for me later. But that is so true. What about for you, Ms. Kayla?
Well, my husband doing something special with my children, I watch him doing something special with them when they have a daddy-daughter day. I mean, those kinds of things alone, they're connected to me because I can see the love that he is showing them, and that hasn't happened directly with me necessarily at that moment in time, but that is something that makes me want to.
Come on.
My palms over here sweating, y'all.
Fill in the blank.
Yes. And so that is one thing that is very special to me. But also making sure that when he spends that special time with me, when he talks with me, when he holds my hand, those are things that happen thankfully, most of the time on a regular day basis. But that intimacy, yes, has to be shared first.
That's great.
All right. Well, that's great. Well, we're going to take a quick break. But before we do, we want to let you know, don't go anywhere. Coming up, we're going to have a sex expert from the University of Sydney. He is an amazing, amazing Christian sex expert. So you'll hear from him in just a bit. But right now, during this break, don't go anywhere.
To Marriage Beyond the Vows. If you're in Charlotte, call 1-877-995-7644. If you're in Philly, call 215-263-1039 and get in on the conversation. We're Praise.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Marriage Beyond the Vows right here on Praise 103.9. That's right. You are listening to the right station. This is Miss Kayla filling in for Miss Tiffany Bacon. And this is our topic this time is Beyond the Bedroom. So we had appropriate music for that. You can give us a call at 215-263-1039 in Philly. If you're in Charlotte, 877-995-7644. And we are back with our host, Marcos Mercado.
Thank you so much. And if you are listening and you're wondering, okay, what kind of topic is this? Listen, we're Christians. We believe in the Bible as a standard, but that doesn't mean under God's, you know, institute of marriage that you cannot have a great time being married. Sex life should be better when you are married. There's no guilt involved and it is sanctioned by God. As a matter of fact, not only is it sanctioned, God expects us to have some great intimacy with our spouses. So this morning we do want to hear from you, Kayla.
Yes, we are going to the praise lines now and we have Miss Cora online too. Hey, Miss Cora.
Hello?
Yes, hello, Miss Cora. You're live on the air. Praise.
Well, praise the Lord. I think that as a Christian, the Bible says that the bed is undefiled and that anything that you two agree on, get it on.
Come on.
Get it on. All right, Cora. That's good. Now, how long have you been married, Cora?
What?
How long have you been married?
Well, the first time, 10 years, divorced 15, married the same man. We've been married, remarried 20 years.
All right, and what's different about this time after now that you have an understanding of the Bible that you don't want to defile the marriage bed? What is different and what is great about being married and being a Christian?
Well, being married and being a Christian, it makes things easier because you know that the devil is the silent force back there, and that when the person gets out of sorts, you don't look at them; you see Satan, and you just move into the Word.
Okay. Okay.
Walk and walk and hug him and kiss him and just say, I love you in Jesus' name.
All right. And hopefully a little bit more than just loving and kissing. But thank you so much, Cora. We appreciate your call.
God bless
you. God bless.
Have a great day.
Memorial Day.
Thank you.
All right, good. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Marriage Beyond the Vows, and today's topic is Beyond the Bedroom. And we have my wife, Amaryllis, here in the studio with us, and also Miss Kayla filling in for Tiffany Bacon. And Miss Kayla is married. How long have you been married, Miss Kayla?
I will be married 10 years on June the 14th. Yay!
Good. So it's still technically your honeymoon. A little bit over there.
Right now it is.
All
right,
great, great. Well, good. Well, let me ask you this. Because I know you're married. And look, Kayla gets a little nervous. You can't see it here in the studio. She says she doesn't like to talk about these things publicly. But let me tell you, I just have this deep conviction that if we don't talk about it as Christians loud enough, the world is going to talk about it in their way lot louder. Okay. And we really got to be careful. I mean, even recently there was a Beyonce concert and I heard that she was finding a girlfriend for Rihanna during the concert. And so this kind of stuff is just going on in the world. You know, we know homosexuality. We know people who are just shacking up. We know people who are trying to just do things their own way, having multiple partners. And yet we as Christians want to do it God's way. And it seems like sometimes the world is having more fun than we are. So that's our discussion today. We want to talk beyond the bedroom. What do we do as Christians that's different, that makes that time in the bedroom special? I know for my wife and I, is that commitment that we had. We went to the altar pure. So when we went to our honeymoon, it really was a honeymoon. It wasn't like we already knew each other and we had the honeymoon before the wedding. And so that made it special. And now going on 14 years, we've just had a great time, great relationships, and we don't have to worry about the insecurity. Mm-hmm. I'll be real. Not every night is memorable. But the great thing about it is when we have those memorable moments, we have that great time. And even when it's not so memorable, we realize we can do it over the next day or the next morning or whatever. You know, we have those opportunities that God gives us. Again, we do want to hear from you. If you're in Philadelphia, our number to reach us is 215-263-1039. And in Charlotte, 877-995-7644. So we talked earlier about what you consider romance, both Kayla and Amaryllis. Yes. And so what makes it special? Not just the romantic part, but what is different about being married, being a Christian, and having intimacy with your husband?
Well, one thing that is knowing that God is smiling on you, like, is the biggest difference. Like, you don't have to feel guilty.
Mm-hmm. And say that
guilt,
again.
You don't have to feel guilty. The guilt that comes with that. Years ago, even for me to say that I did not come to my marriage pure, but that's the truth, and many of us do not. And deciding, there was a time in my life where I just decided, I told the Lord that I was not going to have relations with anyone, and I was going to wait for my husband. Mm-hmm. And before that, feeling guilty about it, you know, feeling badly when you made those decisions. And I remember even crying, you know, just pouring my heart out to God and asking him to help me, because I felt really guilty for the times that did happen prior to being married. And being with my husband and, you know, being married, and you can, there's no guilt involved, which is a wonderful feeling, you know, not feeling convicted and being with your husband and just being able to be happy. There's a lot of negative things that we learn growing up that come with sex. You know, things that you hear about that growing up, and just that it's supposed to be bad. You know, there's bad things that come with it. And when you are loving each other and coming together and in a marriage with the person that the Lord has given you, your helpmate, then there's nothing bad about that. There's no guilt.
So there's no reason to feel guilty. As a matter of fact, I believe you should feel proud that you have this great sex, you know, with your husband, because that's the way God designed it. You know, the world is proud about the things they do, and it's not right. They should be ashamed. Instead, they're proud. So the question, honey, and for you to answer as well, is what is different? What is better? Is it better as a Christian?
It is definitely better. There's freedom, you know, the freedom that you and I could discover and learn about each other, and that there's no guilt at the end of the day, and that that it keeps getting better and better, and that we could learn about each other, study each other every day without having to feel the guilt. You know, let me fulfill this person because I don't know if they're going to be with me tomorrow, or competing with someone else, or the guilt of, you know, how this guy feels about me. It's such a freedom and such a an enjoyment of just knowing that we are learning about each other, and that we're putting God in the center of our marriage.
And, you know, after almost 14 years, I would hear people who were married a long time saying it always gets better and the older you get. And part of me would say, yeah, right. You know, I mean, especially when I was a newlywed, I'm like, I'm having so much fun. It's greater. But I tell you, you really do learn so much more about each other. Mm-hmm. And for all those who are listening, I know we have many singles who listen, and you're wondering, you know, should I compromise? Is it really going to be better? You know what we hear out there? A lot of times we hear that you should kind of test drive before the wedding. Like, how do you know you're compatible sexually? Let me tell you, that's never a problem.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
When you do it God's way, it's just not a problem. Because even when you face problems, your commitment is a lot deeper than just sex.
Right.
And so what happens is you work through those together, mm-hmm. and the victory is so much greater. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we deal with, from where I sit, you know, we deal with so many different things, couples, mm-hmm. issues, you know, sexless marriages, impotence, you know, people who have been abused in the past and are having a hard time really performing in the bedroom, and yet they're able to move on because mm-hmm. it's so important. Again, we're having a discussion. The topic is Beyond the Bedroom. You're listening to Marriage Beyond the Vows with your host, Marcos Mercado. And I'm joined by my wife, Amaryllis, and Miss Kayla, who's filling in for Tiffany Bacon. And we do want to hear from you. We want to hear, is it different having sex as a married Christian or sex before you were a Christian, or outside of the biblical confines of what marriage should be? So we do want to hear from you. Again, we'll give out these numbers.
Give us a call at 215-263-1039. In Philly, if you are in Charlotte, you can call us at 877-995-7644.
Okay. Now, so I'm just going to give an example. And, you know, we're being vulnerable on the air. These are not things that we like to talk about all the time, but I think it's very, very important. You know, I have friends, obviously, and relatives. And, you know, growing up as a man, it's very difficult. I didn't grow up a Christian man. I didn't grow up in a Christian household. And so I was introduced to sex at a very young age. Things that were just not right with, you know, friends in the neighborhood, you know, early girlfriends. And then even worse, I would say pornography. You know, uncles of mine right. would show me things. And so I grew up thinking, okay, that's what sex should be like. Mm. And we know these are actors, paid actors,
yeah. right.
People. And you begin to have these fantasies that are not real. The great thing I'm grateful in my life is when I was a teenager, I became a Christian. God spared me from a lot more from there. And so I waited. I was 16 years old when I became a Christian. I got married when I was 24. For those 8 years, I was absolutely pure. I waited for the right one. When I met my wife, I was like, man, this is going to be great. And then we got married and the honeymoon was great. But coming back, we did have some challenges mm-hmm. because we didn't know so much about what sex should be. Again, my kind of messed up, you know, warped view of sex, and my wife's, you know, just inexperienced. She wasn't experienced in the world. She wasn't promiscuous. And so I got to a point where I just felt like, you know, honey, you got to bring more to the bed. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I'm really trying. And so a lot of our early arguments were, you know, what could we do that's different? And I remember, you know, even talking to people and people not having answers. Like Christians telling, oh, no, you can't do this. You can't have this form of sex. You know, having oral sex is wrong. You know, doing something. Oh, no, that's wrong. And everything was like wrong. And it's like, so is there anything that's right? Mm-hmm. And it was very limited. And so then as I began studying the scriptures for itself, I realized, number one, we can't go beyond what is written.
Yep.
We can't say that something's wrong if the Bible doesn't say it's wrong. Now, if you feel like it's wrong, if it violates your conscience, then, of course, do not do it. But do not go around feeling guilty that something is wrong if that's not what the Bible says. It doesn't matter who says it. Your mama can say it. Your pastor can say it. If it's not what God says, it's not wrong. And you're free to be able to have that in your marriage bed. We're going to go ahead and go right back to the phone lines. We have quite a few people here now waiting. I'm sure they can't wait to chime in on this conversation. And I think the first one is Salim in line two. Okay. Yes.
Hello.
Good morning. You're live on the air.
Hi. Good morning.
Pretty good. Salim, welcome to our program. We're talking about Beyond the Bedroom, and we're actually having an open conversation about sex in the marriage bed.
Yes. I definitely want to say this is an awesome topic to be discussing, particularly for the church. Mm-hmm. And it's something that's not talked about enough. So I'm very encouraged to hear that you guys, and I love the show, but I just was very encouraged to hear you guys are dealing with this topic, particularly in marriage. Me and my wife, we've been married almost 2 years. Before getting married, we both were in relationships. Mm-hmm. I was in a relationship for a long time. I wasn't saved. And during that time period, we had a lot of unprotected sex. Mm-hmm. And the whole time, building up for myself a lot of guilt, a lot of shame, a lot of discouragement, a lot of addictions, particularly addictions to her, and not even knowing that if the relationship would work out. And so before the Lord really delivered me, I was in a lot of state of depression, just really struggling with my self-identity, my self-awareness, because our whole focus in the relationship was sex. Mm-hmm. And then coming to the Lord when I was in college and then having gone through a period of celibacy, the Lord really did a lot of work in my life to the point where I didn't even want to be with anybody but God. But through that process, the Lord allowed me to find my wife. And our relationship sexually has been the best experience I've ever had, and it's deeper than the physical. And I think in marriage, the oneness piece, which the Bible makes very clear, mm-hmm. is what defines a marriage. Because it's a oneness within the context that God wants. And for me, that being one with my wife, it's almost like we can finish each other's sentences. We know what which each other's thinking. We pray together. Mm-hmm. Our prayer time together is strong. Our time just intimately together, apart from the sex, is even enhanced with the sex. And so
that's great.
For me, it's that awesome context, that oneness.
That's great. And, you know, Salim, I'm going to share something with you that I've shared before on the show, and that's that there are three stages to every relationship. The first stage is what you're describing, is that intimacy stage, that point when even when you said you almost finish each other's sentences, is you're very close, you're happy. It's almost like you're on your honeymoon, and it's a great place to be. Everybody wants to be in that place. The second stage, though, is the stage of conflict. No one likes that stage, but it's inevitable. It will happen. And I think what happens to a lot of couples is they don't get out of that conflict stage.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They stay stuck instead of working it out. And one of the things I've learned is that the longer I'm married, the faster I know how to get out of that conflict stage. Mm-hmm. I've been able to learn, and my wife has been able to learn, what we do that works. So being humble, apologizing, you know, not saying something during the argument that later you regret. And, you know, so you learn those things. But then the third stage is that withdrawal stage where you don't care. If you're not careful and you stay in that conflict stage long enough, it's dangerous because you can go to that withdrawal stage. And that stage is usually the stage right before there's a divorce.
Right.
And so what I want to encourage you, I think it's great. I appreciate what you shared, especially from your past and where you are in your marriage today. But I just want to give you, not just you, but our listeners, just a little bit of a pre-warning that at some point you might get into that conflict stage, and that's normal. But just work your way back up to that intimacy stage and realize what is it going to take. And sometimes that is the most difficult thing to do. It's easier said than done, but it takes that humility and saying, you know what, this is what we want. We want to be back on this, you know, at this level. You know, we want to enjoy each other like this. So what is that going to take? Well, it's going to take a lot of humility, sometimes the prayer that you mentioned, and really working things through. Salim, I just want to say thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
God bless.
All right, God bless.
Okay.
All right, everybody, we are listening to Marriage Beyond the Vows. You're listening, and we are here with you. We want to welcome you if you are just tuning in. My name is Miss Kayla, and I'm filling in today for Miss Tiffany Bacon, and our host is Marcos Mercado with Marriage Beyond the Vows, and we have my friend and his wife Amaryllis here with us also.
All right, good, good. And I think we're going back to the callers. We have Donnie on line three who's been waiting patiently. Good morning, Donnie. You're live on the air with Praise.
Good morning.
Now, Donnie,
good morning.
Quick favor for us. Please make sure your radio is turned off completely.
Yes, it is.
All right, there you go. Well, welcome. We're talking about beyond the bedroom, intimacy, and the marriage bed. What is your comment or question for us today?
Well, I'd just like to make the comment of answering the question, you know, about the performance or the experience of sex in marriage as opposed to being unmarried. I had a lot of sex before I was married, and, you know, I really was under the conviction that I would never get married as I was living a carnal lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And when I met my wife, you know, I just believed that, you know, I was done with that carnal lifestyle. And ever since I've been married, you know, with all the sex that I had before, nothing has topped the intimacy. Nothing has, like, you know, catapulted, you know, my experiences with my wife. I tell my carnal friends all the time, one, you want to get to know your partner. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to know her history, know her parents, and know everything there is about, you know, about your wife. You want to get to know who she is. or you know, or he is, but at the same time, there's nothing like faithfulness, mm-hmm, you know, right. And being faithful allows us as men to really get in the driver's seat and really take control. It really, I share with my friends, I share with them about, you know, being able to maybe control a lot of situations that do not have to transpire because the husband or, you know, the man is taking control. And when I say take control, I don't mean to be dominating. I really mean to be faithful, and that's the control that I'm talking about. It's not being dominating. It's not being a slave master or taskmaster. But it's being faithful to your wife through thick and thin. It's being faithful, you know, even when, you know, she's going through her most sick moments, or mm-hmm, even mm-hmm, during those moments where, you know, finances may not be going mm-hmm, the greatest. And those things really in my marriage has triggered the intimacy. I've been down to the dumps with my wife. My wife has been down to the dumps with me. But we've been joyful in many occasions. You know, we've had some of the most intense, you know, arguments. But after those arguments, there was expeditious forgiveness, you know.
And the makeup sex is not bad at all.
I'm sorry?
I said, and then the makeup sex is not bad at all.
The makeup sex is great, but you know, when you're single and you're carnal, you're living life, it's just like, you know, you really can't connect fully with the person. It's like you feel dirty, you feel rotten.
That's right.
You know, you want to clean up, you know, you want to take a shower. It's like you don't mm-hmm, really want to even look that person in the eye. You know, the innocence is taken away, you know? You know, your innocence, because you're conscious as to, you know, the wrong or the ungodly behavior that you just, you know, experienced.
Absolutely. Donnie, we just want to say thank
you. You know, my prayer is that a lot of unbelievers are listening to this, because a lot of unbelievers believe that, you know, sex in the world is so awesome, but there's nothing like sex within the marriage, nothing like it. And you really miss out when you don't understand covenant, you know?
Okay. Absolutely. And Donnie, I know you have a lot to share. We thank you so much for your call.
Yeah.
You've said a lot of great stuff. God bless you too, brother. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
All right. Good. Good. I think we're going to Stephanie.
Yes.
Over in line 4. Good morning.
Good morning, Stephanie. You're on with Marriage Beyond the Vows.
Yeah, you're on the air. We need you to please turn your radio completely off.
It's completely off now.
All right, there you are. You're live on the air.
Good morning. I was calling. First of all, I want to just say I really appreciate the transparency of the men that have called in this morning. I think it's amazing that they can be honest. Mm-hmm. I've been married. It'll be almost 14 years. And when we got married, we had a lot of issues. Mm-hmm. But what I wanted to say was I was really committed to celibacy. Mm-hmm. We had dated and been in an intimate relationship. And then both of us really understood what Christ's call was for our life. Mm-hmm. And my husband actually kept me pure. He is the one that initiated celibacy in our relationship, because we were really serious about doing what God wanted us to do. And I found that, especially in this day and age, I'm 37 years old, mm-hmm, you know, sex is so casual. It's so easy to just fall into, and people don't realize that you have devastating effects, mm-hmm, from one night stands, two night stands.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, children come into these relationships and they have this, you know, when we have a blended family,
mm-hmm,
and that's a whole nother dimension responsibilities and heartache that go into bringing children from outside casual sex, mm-hmm, into what this marriage that you want to have, that, you know, you want God to be the center of, but now you've brought all these elements. But, you know, after 14 years, we have really learned a lot. And like you said, makeup sex is amazing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But more importantly, it's the connection. You're connected in a way. And I thank you so much for saying about, if the Word of God doesn't call it a sin, then why do we call it a sin? And I think that we live in a very prudish Christian world at mm-hmm, some point. People think that you can't do X, Y, and Z. But the Scripture does say the marriage bed is undefiled.
Mm-hmm.
So,
absolutely,
you know, whatever makes you happy, you do it. I mean, I just think that's the reality of it.
Absolutely. And, you know, in just a moment, in a little bit, we're going to have a sex expert on the air. And basically, this man has been, you know, interviewed all over on the Today Show, Good Morning America. And he, as a Christian, says these are the things that are allowed. And it's very controversial because the church does not even talk about these things a lot of time.
Right.
And
right.
So we're going to have just some great conversation. We'll have an opportunity to ask even more questions. But Stephanie, we do want to say thank you so much. It sounds like you've learned, you've persevered. It reminds me a lot of us because my wife and I, it's going to be 14 years for us as well in August. And through the stages, I can look, okay, we've had some great sex. We've had some really big arguments. We've had struggles. But I mean, I do not have any regrets. I feel like this is my partner for the rest of my life. I'm grateful. I look forward to getting old with her. And that's the way it should be.
I think you're right, and I'll close with this last comment. I was very distressed to read an article from a prominent publication that talked about sex and the church, sex and praise. And it was funny to me that the stance was you can go out and do what you want to do on Saturday and then come to church and still praise the Lord on Sunday. Mm-mm. Now, granted, no one is pointing a finger. You know, I'm not saying that my sin is bigger or smaller than anyone else's, but if that's going to be the message that we're promoting as Christians, quote unquote, then where's our stance for the Word of God? Where does the Word of God say? The Word of God says no, sex before marriage, but you're making these like, you know, oh, that's okay. That's just, you know, this is a new time in the new age. But I think at my, you know, me being 37 and my husband being 47, we can honestly say that's not the right way to go.
Absolutely. And thank you so much, Stephanie.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Have a blessed day. Thank you.
You too. Bye.
Well, thank you. You are listening to Marriage Beyond the Vows. Our topic is Beyond the Bedroom. And my name is Miss Kayla, filling in for Miss Tiffany Bacon. And we are here with our host, Marcos Mercado, and his wife, Amaryllis.
All right. Great. So great. We're going to continue going through the phone lines here.
Great. We have Stacy on line two.
All right. Great. Well, good morning. You're live on the air with Praise.
Good morning. God bless you.
Same to you. So, we're talking about the marriage bed. We're talking about beyond the bedroom. What is your comment or question for us today?
Well, my comment really just echoes what we've heard a number of people say, and that is that sex outside of marriage, it takes away so much of the innocence and some of that pure joy that God intended for us to experience physically. I'm fortunate enough to be married to my husband almost 18 years, and he and I, we did have premarital sex, but I have to say that over the years, God has shown me to an increasing degree how much more pure joy comes with being in the context of sex as he ordains it. And so, to your point, Marcus, it does get better with time, and it's not about being a sport, although as an activity it can be enjoyable, but it's so much deeper than that, and that only comes when you have the Lord's hand on your marriage, blessing you to do what married people ought to be doing.
Absolutely. And Stacey, I have a question for you, if you don't mind. You said you were involved and engaged with premarital sex. Was this with your husband as well before you got married?
Yes.
Now, if you don't mind just being transparent with us, what was the difference between the sex before you were married to your husband and then after you were married?
The sex before I married him, it felt premature in every way, quite honestly. I didn't necessarily know in the beginning that we would end up being married. Mm-hmm. And so I probably was doing something quite in my heart that I was not truly wanting to do. Mm-hmm. I wasn't forced, but I kind of did it because that's the way relationships tend to go, or at least that's what I believed at the time. Mm-hmm. And, fortunately though, God took our relationship to another level. Beforehand, it didn't mean anything to my soul. It was an activity, and when it was over, it was just over. And more often than not, I really wish that I hadn't done that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, but afterwards, it always builds to something more for our overall relationship.
Excellent, excellent. We thank you so much for sharing that. What I'm getting from this is that you only had true intimacy once you were married. And I hope and pray that everyone out there who's listening, especially if you're single and you're wondering, you know, is it going to be better after I get married? Stacey, thank you so much, and you have
a
blessed day.
Thank you. God bless you.
All right, good. We're going to take a break in just a moment, but we have time, I guess, for one more call. We'll be brief here. Felicia, I think, is waiting on line three.
Yes. Good morning, Felicia.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing great. We're having a great discussion. So what is your comment or question for us today?
I actually have a question. I'm not married, but my question is my experience. I don't want to say, well, my friend is going through this. No, okay. This is my experience.
Okay.
And my question is, I am in a Christian. I said I am. We are in a Christian relationship, and we try to be pure. At times, we do fall. We do fall, and we do talk about getting married. We do plan on getting married. But earlier you were saying that you and your wife, you guys came to the altar pure.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you guys were blessed by that. And it made, I guess, the sex life even better because you guys became one then. And, you know, you guys didn't start off honeymoon first. It started off marriage first. But here we are. We're backwards. Would that make our marriage any less blessed? Or would it...
Let me tell you, Felicia, that's a actually very good question. There's a lot to learn from that. You know, God can absolutely forgive anything and he can repair anything. There are some things, though, that you'll have to learn from. Go back into that. The greatest thing, if you really want God to be blessed, is called repentance. It means you change.
That's right.
know, my wife and I, we were pure. But we did have what we call one close call. But I tell you that close call, it wasn't anything sexual or anything like that. But it could have led to that because we were alone in like this parking lot, not even in the car. We were leaving a restaurant and we were just kind of like hugged and then kissed. And then all of a sudden we knew we had this very tempting moment that if we wanted to, we could have given in. And what I did, I said, I can't do this. I called up a friend right away and I said, listen, I'm like a couple of months away from getting married. I want to do this right. I can't. And I got the most encouraging remark from my friend. He says, you know, that just proves that you're leading Amaryllis in the right direction because you're serious about this. I didn't have to call. I didn't have to run away, but I did. And so I just want to encourage you, if you really want that blessing from God, do that now. Run away now.
Yes.
You know, like whatever it is, stay pure from this moment on. Make that commitment and stick to it.
That's right.
Okay.
And Felicia, I really do hope that this helps you because you don't want to feel that the devil would let you fall into guilt. That will rob you of your joy.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you and be blessed.
All right, you too. We're going to take a quick break. We don't want you to go anywhere. When we come back, we will have an opportunity to hear from a special sex expert. Okay, so don't go anywhere. This is Marriage Beyond the Vows, and we'll be right back.